Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast and at the top, click on Try Free and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad and then on with today's episode.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
I'll confess, sometimes I let my podcast playlist get out of hand and I get way behind. But there's one show that I subscribe to, and any new episode goes right to the top of the queue. That's the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's because I never have to figure out, okay, is this one going to be interesting, or do I wait for the next one, like I do for some shows? Because Jordan's conversations are always a must-listen for me. He talks to fascinating people from any category you can think of. Authors, scientists, athletes, you name it. He's talked to undercover cops who posed as mafia, and the actual career mafia hitmen. And the stories he gets out of these people, just incredible. In one episode, he talked to Paul Holes. You might know that name if you're into true crime. He's the former investigator who uses really advanced methods to solve cold cases, including the Golden State Killer. And another one I really enjoyed was with Sam Harris, an author and neuroscientist who promotes skepticism. And he doesn't mind taking on some seriously controversial topics like politics or religion. That one's going to make you think. Whenever a new episode of the Jordan Harbinger Show pops up, I already know it's going to be an episode that I'll enjoy listening to, and I'll bet you will too. For some episode recommendations, check out jordanharbinger.com/start or search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What Was That Like? Contains adult language and content and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
If this is your first time listening to this podcast, you need to know this is not a typical episode. Usually, each episode is a conversation with someone who's been through some type of extremely unusual situation, and that person comes on the show and tells what happened firsthand. Not this week. This is June of 2020, and right now our country is in turmoil because a black man in Minneapolis died at the hands of the police. The video of that happening in broad daylight has, again, shown that racism in America is still very much alive. So I have to do something here on this podcast for this episode. Some people run for office to get elected and try to bring change from the inside. Some people hold signs and protest. Some go through the police academy and become skilled police officers. I know that because they're my close family members. Some people riot in the streets. I'm not here to comment on any of those things. For me, what I have is this podcast. It reaches a lot of people. So this is how I'm using it for this particular episode. When something like this happens, you see it on your TV or your computer or your phone, and you read the story, but those are just words on the screen. There's distance between you and what happened. With this episode, I want to put you at the scene. I'm going to present you with three true stories today. In each one of these stories, a person of color died at the hands of the police. What puts us at the scene is the phone call that was made when it happened. My hope today is that what you hear makes it more real. These are not just names in the newspaper or on the evening news. These are people, and what happened to them needs to be known. We need to be aware of this reality, and we need to find a solution to this problem, because what we've been doing so far isn't working. I'm Scott Johnson, and you're listening to What Was That Like? Tatiana Jefferson was a 28-year-old black woman who lived in Fort Worth, Texas. She was a pre-med graduate and lived at home taking care of her mother and her 8-year-old nephew. On the morning of October 12, 2019, her neighbor, James Smith, noticed that the front door to Tatiana's house was open. He saw this at 2:30 a.m., What he didn't know was that Tatiana and her nephew were up late playing video games. So being a good neighbor, he was concerned. He made a phone call to the non-emergency number of the Fort Worth police and asked them to do a welfare check, just to make sure everything was okay.
Fort Worth Police Operator, inmate 73, what's the address?
I'm calling about my neighbor.
Okay, what's the address? Okay. What's going on there?
Well, the front doors have been open since 10 o'clock, and I haven't seen anybody moving around. It's not normal for them to have both of the doors open this time of night.
Okay. You know if anyone is inside?
No, I'm not sure. Both of the cars are there.
And they're in the driveway?
Both the cars in the driveway, yes.
Okay, can you give me a description, like a color of the vehicles?
Well, one's white and one's dark blue.
The white one is a sedan or a SUV? Or pickup?
They're both sedans.
Okay. And what's your name?
James Smith.
And what's your telephone number?
817.
Gotcha. And are they usually home at this time?
They're usually home, but they never had both of the front doors open.
Okay.
The lights on, like I can see straight through the house. Well, my sister woke me up. She stays across the street from them. I live on the opposite side of my sister.
Okay. And the address that you gave me, that's their address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll have an officer come by. They're already being dispatched now, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. I mean, it's just not normal for them to have both the doors open this late that long.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Within a few minutes, Officer Aaron Dean and another officer arrived at the residence. They walked around the side of the house, and Officer Dean walked into the backyard. According to the nephew, while they were playing video games, they heard some noise from outside the window. Tatiana got her legally owned handgun from her purse and went to the window. Officer Dean saw her and yelled for her to put her hands up, then fired a single shot through the window. Tatiana Jefferson was pronounced dead at the scene at 3:05 a.m. Officer Aaron Dean
a white man, resigned from the department 2 days later to avoid being fired. He did not cooperate with investigators, and on December 20, 2019, he was indicted by a grand jury on a charge of murder. He's currently awaiting trial.
This episode is sponsored by Cook Unity. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code WHAT before checkout for 50% off your first week.
When Jeannie and I go out to eat at some local restaurant, one of the things I love to try is a curry dish. I just love it when a chef can get that perfect balance of spices. It's one of my favorite meals. But even better is to have an amazing curry meal without having to go out, like the one I had recently. It was cauliflower and chickpea coconut curry with steamed jasmine rice. And even though it was created by a professional local chef here in Florida, we enjoyed that meal right here at home, thanks to Cook Unity. And you know what else I love? All the prep and cooking is done for me ahead of time. So all I do is just choose the one I want, and 2 minutes later, I'm enjoying a tasty hot meal. It feels like I'm one of those wealthy podcasters with a chef on staff right here at home. Cook Unity meals arrive fresh. They've never been frozen. All of their packaging is earth-friendly, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. Oh, and you have to try that coconut curry.
Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code WHAT before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code WHAT or going to cookunity.com/what.
Here's my hot take for today. If you see something advertised as a free trial, it might cost you more than you expect. At least that's my experience. I give up my credit card to try something for free for a week, then I forget about it, and now I'm paying for it every month without even noticing it. But when I signed up for Rocket Money, that ridiculous waste came to a screeching halt. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. It lets you see all of your subscriptions listed right there in one place. When you see a subscription you're paying for but you don't want, do you really want to spend an hour on the phone trying to track down some customer service agent to cancel it? Rocket Money can help you get rid of it with just a few taps. They also give me this great dashboard so I can see what I've spent this month compared to last month. And they'll even try to negotiate lower bills for me by up to 20%. So I'm spending less and saving more. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwas. That's rocketmoney.com/whatwas. rocketmoney.com/whatwas.
I made a decision a long time ago. When I'm out riding my bike each morning and I cross paths with someone, I always smile at that person. And most people smile back. But I do it because even though it's a little thing, it makes a big difference for me, and maybe for them. It's just a fact. Small actions can bring big benefits. In the same way, it's also true that taking care of your gut can support the health of the rest of your body. Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits not just your gut, but your skin and heart health too. Seed DSO1 is part of my morning routine. If you can call it a routine, it's just two little capsules. And I feel amazing. It helps maintain the health of my heart, and it promotes regularity, which I can attest to. Sorry, that may be a little TMI there. For me, it's great that it's vegan, but it's also sugar-free, soy-free, peanut-free, gluten-free, and has no preservatives. It doesn't even need refrigeration. DSO1 has so many benefits, including the fact that it's backed by a lot of science, but I've barely scratched the surface here. What I can say, though, is that my body feels great, and I've got a promo code so you can see the benefits for yourself.
Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/what and use code 25WHAT to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/what. Code 25WHAT.
Botham Jean was a 26-year-old black man who lived in Dallas, Texas. He was an accountant. On the evening of September 6, 2018, he was at home in his fourth-floor apartment eating a bowl of ice cream. The door to his apartment was unlocked. Dallas police officer Amber Geiger lived in the same apartment building, and her apartment was directly below Mr. Jean's apartment on the third floor. At 10 p.m., after ending her 13-hour shift, she mistakenly entered his apartment, thinking it was her own. She saw Mr. Jean, thought he was a burglar, and shot him in the chest. That's when she realized her mistake and made this phone call.
Get up here. Yeah, 7-1. This is Carla. What's your emergency?
Hi, this is an off-duty officer. Can I get, I need emails. I'm in number.
What's your address? Do you need police as well or just EMS?
Yes, I need both.
Okay, what's the address?
I'm at apartment number.
And what's the address there?
I'm an off-duty officer. I thought it was in my apartment, and I shot a guy thinking that he was, thinking it was my apartment.
He shot someone?
Yes, I thought it was my apartment. I'm fucked. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Okay, and where are you at right now?
I'm in, what do you mean? I'm inside the apartment with him. Hey, come on.
What's your name?
I'm Amber Geiger. I need to get me, I'm in.
Okay, we have help on the way.
I know, but I'm going to lose my job. I thought it was my apartment.
Okay, I'm just fine. Hold on.
Fuck.
Okay, stay with me, okay?
I am. I need a new supervisor. Hey, bud. Hey, bud. Come on. Oh, fuck. I thought it was my apartment.
I understand. We have help on the way. Okay, we're going to have one more.
Hurry, please.
They're on their way.
I thought it was my apartment. I could have sworn I parked on the third floor.
Okay, I understand.
No. I thought it was my apartment. I thought it was my apartment.
And what's the gate code there?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I thought it was my apartment.
They're trying to get in there. We have an officer there. You don't know the gate code?
No. I thought it was my apartment.
Okay, and what floor are you in right now?
The fourth. Hey, bud, they're coming, there, bud. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, where was he shot?
He's on the top left.
Okay, you're with Dallas PD, right?
Yes. Oh, my God, I'm done. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry. Hey, bud.
They're trying to get there to you, okay?
I know. Stay with me, bud. Holy fuck.
Okay, they're almost there. They're already there. They're trying to get to you.
Holy fuck. I thought it was my apartment. Holy fuck. I thought it was my apartment. Oh, my God. Fuck. I'm so sorry. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Okay, they're trying to get there to you. Do you hear them? Do you see them?
No. I how the fuck did I get out of there? How did I get this floor? How did I get out of there? Hurry. Over here.
Okay, go ahead and talk to me.
No, it's me. I'm off duty. I thought they were in my apartment. I thought this was my floor.
Botham Jean was transported to a nearby hospital where he died. Geiger was arrested 3 days later and charged with manslaughter. That charge was later changed to murder. Her trial took place a year after the killing, and the jurors spent 6 hours deliberating the evidence. They found her guilty of murder. The next day, Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Her legal team is appealing for a new trial. Breonna Taylor was a 26-year-old black woman who lived in Louisville, Kentucky. She was an emergency room technician with career plans to become a nurse. In March of this year, a judge issued a search warrant for a house that was not close to Breonna's house. But also included with this was a warrant to search her house because police believed a man had used her residence to receive some drugs. The warrant issued was a so-called no-knock warrant, which means that police are allowed to enter without warning and without identifying themselves as police officers. Just after midnight on March 13, 2020, Breonna and her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, were home and in bed. The Louisville police used a battering ram to bust down the door and enter the apartment. Kenneth, not knowing it was the police and thinking it was a criminal home invasion, fired his handgun in defense, wounding one of the officers. 3 police officers returned fire, and Breonna Taylor was shot at least 8 times. Then Kenneth made this phone call to 911.
911, Operator Harris, where is your emergency?
I don't know what's happening. Somebody kicked in the door and shot my girlfriend.
Okay, where are you located?
Oh, man. My God.
Okay, how old is your girlfriend?
She's 26. Bring it.
You said 26. Where was she shot at?
I don't know. She's on the grill right now. I don't know.
Okay.
Mama.
You said she's 26. Is she alert and able to talk to you?
No, she's not. Breathe. God.
Okay. You said you're in apartment number 4.
Help! Oh, my God.
Yes,
help.
What's your
name, sir? Oh, my name is Kenneth Walker.
You said Kenneth?
Help!
And you said she's 26?
Yes.
Okay, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Can you check and see where she's been shot at?
I can't get on her stomach. No,
okay. Is she alert and able to talk to you?
No, Bree. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Can you get her turned over on her back? I need for you to check her and see where she shot at.
Oh, my God. I gotta go. Mama,
okay.
I gotta
get
you back.
Kenneth, can you hear me?
Breonna was pronounced dead at the scene. The police were not wearing any body cameras to document what happened. No drugs were found in the apartment. Initially, Kenneth Walker was charged with first-degree assault and attempted murder of a police officer. Those charges were later dropped. The Louisville Police Department has revised its policy to now require body cameras to be worn by all sworn officers and has changed how it carries out search warrants. the family of Breonna Taylor has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Your feedback about this episode is welcome. You can contact me by email, Twitter, or through the website, whatwasthatlike.com. What Was That Like is produced by me, Scott Johnson. Music for this episode provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Stay safe, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks. Hey, this is Scott. Did you know we offer a premium feed of this show that is completely ad-free and there are bonus episodes? Go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus or just click the link in the show notes of any episode to learn more and to sign up. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can sign up right there in the app by clicking Try Free at the top of the episode list. And I hope to see you in the premium feed soon.